Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I am your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Transforming How We Operate. As you are aware, we are in the midst of a transformational journey at Maine Health to ensure that we have the structure, systems, and processes in place to operate as a fully integrated health system. We launched this journey 2 years ago in 2022 with the evolution of our operating model and organizational structure to transform how we work together to better serve our patients. But structure alone does not drive transformation, and there is ongoing work across Maine Health to further optimize, enhance, and accelerate our work. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how we are transforming how we operate and the work of the team leading this effort for Maine Health. To join me in the conversation today is my guest, Celia Shaughnessy, Vice President, Operations Transformation for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Celia.
Thanks, Kelly. I'm excited to be here.
Great. Well, Celia, before we dive into the work that we are doing to transform how we operate, why don't we first start with you talking a little bit about your role? It's a new role for the organization, and also the role of your team in this work.
Yeah, I have really enjoyed diving into this new role for the organization. And I see myself wearing a few hats as it's all related to the strategic scorecard and all of the integration work. And so I have the privilege of leading a team of transformation leaders and specialists that have deep knowledge in process improvement, strategic deployment, continuous learning, and bring that strategic lens and all of those skill sets to move forward our work of the scorecard and integration. I also help collaborate and lead with leaders system-wide true integration projects to keep us moving through this process for Maine Health. And again, both these areas of work, as I see, I wear two hats, are connected to the strategic plan and the scorecard.
So you referenced your team and a few of the buzzwords, performance improvement, strategy deployment. Correct me, but I think those used to live in different parts of our organization. Can you talk a little bit about how those have come together and how your team functions?
Yeah, it's been a great journey of partnership with a number of different areas within Maine Health. And so to your point, Kelly, we had some of our talented leaders within what we're calling operations transformation live in, I would say, about three different areas. Some lived within our quality team as part of the process improvement in the clinical team. We had some that lived in the strategy world directly, reporting through strategy, and then also some that were reporting directly to our operations leaders across the system. And through a lot of good conversations and partnership, we took the pieces that made the most sense to bring forward this work so we can remain focused on the strategic scorecard. The great news is all of those areas I mentioned have become key stakeholders for our work. And in fact, we feel we have a partnership now that's accelerating the work now that we're able to focus people's time and attention.
Oh, that's great. So your team is truly an evolution of existing structures, of existing resources, but really just coming together in a different way to support the regions and the system entities as we do this transformation work.
Yes. And I think people are finding that it's by making this a centralized function that we're able to move work forward and more efficiently.
Celia, when we think of transforming how we operate, that can take many paths, right? Could you highlight some of the specific areas that you and your team are actively working on or will be working on in the future to support this work?
Yeah, currently our number one focus is for my team to support Maine Health's balanced scorecard, which, as we know, is linked to our strategic plan.
Right.
And so if I had to boil down what we do daily, that's our number one priority. So what does that mean?
Right.
It means that we are, through working with our operations and all of our team members, we're looking at our visual management boards. We're looking at our huddles. We're helping empower leaders to create scorecards at the department level that's
great.
Then linked
yeah.
at their local health system level, which then links at the regional level or a system entity.
Right.
So we're covering all of that. So that's some of our examples. One of our goals is to, partnering with our operations leaders, is to make sure that all of our departments within Maine Health does have a scorecard over time. That's going to take some time. We also coach leaders to meet and exceed all of their goals. So when we think of the balanced scorecard and we drive that down to a department level or an individual level, we're trying to make sure through coaching that they understand the connection back to Maine Health strategic plan and how they can make an impact mm-hmm. daily with their work. And so that helps foster continuous improvement mm-hmm. in everything that they do. And I always say to my team, how do we make this better? Even better if, mm-hmm. even better if every time. When we think we're done with something, we do that rapid cycle improvement mm-hmm. with the even better if. Another big piece of what we do is translate knowledge within and among both our regions and our system entities. So it's very important to me, since we have an overview of Maine Health, that when we're seeing best practices, that we're able to bring that knowledge to other places mm-hmm. within Maine Health. And also not just bring it, but help teach it and inform it and share that. And we're starting to see how that's working.
Do you have an example of a best practice that you all have identified that you've kind of brought forward across either a region or the system?
Yeah. Now, this is more at the regional level, mm-hmm. but through my directors, as our regional presidents are working towards making sure that their balanced scorecard goals are met, we've put a great planning document together that outlines what are all of those goals and, you know, who's responsible for it. And then from an operations perspective, what is the support mechanisms, the tools that are needed to help our leaders, both at that regional level, but at the department level, implement. And so they're able to see this from a regional perspective, and it's identical in each region, this tool.
Mm-hmm.
So then when they're prepping for their monthly operating reviews, which is really, you know, emphasizing different areas of our strategic plan, they're well prepped to do that.
Mm-hmm. So you talked a little bit about, you know, process improvement, strategy deployment, and obviously the balanced scorecard, right? Your team really helping folks who have opportunities to either implement new work, work in different ways to achieve our strategic plan and vision and some of those annual balanced scorecard goals. Can you give an example of a project in that space you're working on?
Yeah, and some of this also relates to the integration work. So I'll give a few examples. So our teams are actively working on and supporting length of stay work. And what we're finding, since we're, I'll say, a few months old, that we're trying to connect the dots around the system for that work. We have a lot of really hardworking, intelligent operators that are trying to make sure that our length of stay times go down, but we were duplicating efforts in
okay.
how we were doing that, simply because it was in different areas of Maine Health. So we're able to bring best practices through the improvement specialists mm-hmm. to the table. The other big piece as it relates to length of stay is partnering with quality to make sure that the data analysis is connected to the improvement work within the operations. And so that's been a big breakthrough mm-hmm. for us to be able to do, along with partnering with our finance teams to bring that forward with the quality data so we can bring all of those elements together. So from an operations perspective, there's a full picture of what's happening in an organization. And so then my teams, along with quality process improvement, can bring tools to bear to help from a true operations process improvement perspective.
Okay, great. So that's a great snapshot of some of the current work. As you think ahead to the future, are there other opportunities on the horizon as you think about how we transform, how we operate, how we do our work that you see your team kind of taking a lead on?
Absolutely. Now, some of this is ongoing, but it's becoming more and more robust. There's a tremendous amount of IT integration work happening. One of the areas that we're collectively trying to help is some standardization around data and analytics, mm-hmm. what the intake process is, what do the analytics look like, how do we name our metrics. And so my team is just starting to dive into that work, partnering very closely with a number of different departments to bring standardization to that process, because that's been one of the big goals
sure.
for integration. And I think both on our medical group side and our inpatient, if we can continue to collaborate to bring forward some standardization, that will help. Some other projects that we're working on that's really coming out soon is policy integration. So we have a robust process as it relates to the clinical policy standardization. We didn't have one to date as it relates to non-clinical policy standardization. And so what we've done is worked with both the clinical teams and non-clinical to develop a process that we haven't put in place yet and have a governance model to drive some further standardization of our policies, which will help drive both engagement and operational support so people really understand how we work as MaineHealth. Mm-hmm. So I'm very excited because I think over the next many months, people will see more and more work as it relates to policy standardization. And one other area I just want to mention that's really coming into its own is what I would call our labor management work. And so we're collaborating again with our operations, with our finance team, and looking at working department by department of how are you managing your labor on a daily basis? What are the benchmarks out there? How do we help you find more efficient ways for your teams to feel supported in the work they do to make sure that they're able to take care of their patients as they want to every single day and still be able to drive what we need as MaineHealth to have some standardization of utilization of our staff.
Great. So if I kind of had to wrap up and think about the work of your team and the work that you are leading for us at MaineHealth, is your team really is a support service kind of coming in, lending skills and expertise for whether a department leader has an opportunity that they think might help enhance how their own department functions to help them realize that, or if there's a system-wide opportunity to say, how do we roll this out in a standard and aligned way across the organization and really bringing that team of resources, helping us move this from a inception stage to implementation.
Absolutely. I would agree with that. And one other point I would just like to bring forward. For us, what's really important is that we're coaching and teaching so people can always have that sense of continuous learning. Since 2019, we have close to 1,000 of our care team members that have been trained in one level of BELT or another. We offer that 3 times a year, and we now have waiting lists along with a variety of other classes. And the point is that they'll feel like they're empowered to make the best decisions at the bedside, at the department level, and they're always looking for improvements all the way from the individual level to our main health level.
Excellent. Well, that's exciting, and congratulations to the team on training that many individuals in their lean process and that belt certification process. That's amazing. Well, Celia, I want to thank you again for joining me on this episode of Working Together with Kelly Elkins. The work you and your team are advancing with our operators and clinical leaders is very exciting, and I look forward to seeing where the team takes us in the next year.
Thank you. I look forward to coming back and updating.
I hope that you found this episode informative and that it provides a deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you and have a great day.